prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 3 March 2026. Welcome to this broadcast. We are so glad you're with us. We're going to make a very, very special guest in a few minutes. I want you to please stay tuned because this topic tonight is going to be very, very, very important because I'm certain it will include all of us. I'll tell you why in a minute. Let's start off tonight with letting you know that there will be no Bible study this coming Saturday, hopefully the 14th. I mentioned last night you asked prayers for Lee and Hu Doc, Phil's wife. Well, she is having some problems with pain and having to go through a lot of tests and things at hospitals. She's wore out right now. So we're going, if you don't mind, take a break, let her catch up a little bit. And Phil's fighting internet problems. Yeah, that's true. But please keep in your prayers. We're going to Bible study on the 14th instead of the 7th because, well, Phil, myself, and my brother Dick are all getting old. And I guess Lynn's getting up in here a little bit too. So keep her in your prayers, please. God touch her and bring her back. She's a trooper. She's a tough lady. Just keep in prayer. So please excuse us this weekend. And get back in the groove, hopefully, on the 14th, okay? But remember that, please. And somebody called today and talked to her faith, talked to faith and asked, are we doing any toothpaste specials, vitamin toothpaste? We've maybe done that two or three times over all the years we've done that, but I got to think about it. We talked about it. I said, let's do this. We've been doing it for a long time. Let's give me a little bit of a discount. Folks, there's not much of a discount. We don't get a discount. We figured that if it helps them out a little bit, if you order 3 tubes or more, we'll give you 10% off the total price. 3 tubes or more of vitamin A, either any flavor, you get 10% off. Same thing goes to the mouthwash. Order 3 mouthwashes, you get 10% off. Just remind Faith that when you call. She knows about it. Just remind her. And tell her that you want 3 of us, tubes of toothpaste or mouthwash, or you can mix and match them. Either way you want to do it. Mix and match 3 tubes, 3 mouthwash, or 2 in one the other, whatever. 3 or more, 10% off. I hope that helps a little bit. I really do. And tonight's guest I'm going to tell you about in just a minute. His name is Mike Jinron. He's going to share his story about coming out of bondage. Now, I'm in bondage. Bondage to a cult called the Catholic Church. It is a cult. Now, before we get further, I'll mention we have offered 3 books here at our ministry. Little books. I say little, probably 80 pages or so each. One of the books is all written by Thomas Hines. And he wrote three books, one of them entitled Answers to My Catholic Friends, one Answers to My Jehovah's Witness Friends, and one Answer to My Mormon Friends. All, we have all three of those books. They're $17.95 each, or all three for $44.95. $17.95 each for the Catholics, Mormons, or Jehovah's Witnesses. You get all three of them, which I recommend, for $44.95. Yes, folks, we have them here. Helps us pay the bills. We try to do a service here that you're not going to find on any bookshelf, too many bookshelves out there anywhere. How to witness to cults, Catholics, Jehovah's Witness, and Mormons. And many years ago, I did a brief teaching about Mormons on the radio broadcast. Many years ago, the guy back at that time, they printed a magazine for us, a Minuteman newsletter, got angry and wouldn't do it anymore because one of his employees was a Mormon. And, of course, that upset him. I hate that, but that's fine because I told the truth. Hope since then, the young man's come out of that cult. But all three books, $44.95 or $17.95 each, to the Catholics, Jehovah's Witnesses, or Mormons, a way to witness to them, folks. You might save some souls by telling the truth. Now, without further ado, oh, by the way, again, I'm putting out a call to check on Daryl Eberhardt in Pennsylvania. We're very concerned. We haven't heard a word from him. And Gary out in Arizona, if you happen to know anything about him, please call, leave a message, leave your phone number there with Todd in the studio there. Let him know so I can call you back after you go off the air, please. You can call that number there, studio, of course, is 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. And please, if you know anything about him, Gary, give me your phone number. I don't have it in front of me. I'd like to talk to you about that, please. Now, the phone line's open tonight, folks, as always. Surely tonight, whatever we're going to talk about, somebody's going to have some questions. Our guest tonight was 35 years a devout member of the Catholic Church. He started reading the Bible on his own, which is a dangerous thing to do if you're in a cult. He found that he'd been lied to about their way, their plan of salvation. He started exploring things and stepped out of it. He and his wife, for a period of time, started a ministry, proclaiming the gospel ministry, that's what's the name of it. And he helps everyone, but especially Catholics, to come to the truth of the gospel of Christ and get them out of the bondage to a cult they call the Catholic Church. Now, Mike, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
It's good to have
be on
you,
your
sir.
Show.
Well,
yes.
Thank you. But, folks, by the way, y'all have the office number if you're going to call tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. So, again, no church, no Bible study this weekend because we're trying to let Lynn gain some ground. She's tired. Okay, so please pray for her. Now, back to you, Mike. I'm sorry, but I forgot to announce that. But anyway, please, tonight, tell us a little bit about Mike Kindren and his wife, Jane. Tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Well, sure. As you mentioned, I was a very devout Roman Catholic for 35 years of my life. My uncle was a Catholic priest. I was an altar boy for 7 years and later on taught high school Catholic Christian doctrine. And then I began reading the Bible at age 35 for the first time that I wanted to study it because it had been sitting on my coffee table just collecting dust, and the priest told me never to read it because it was too difficult to understand. But I got curious, and so I began reading it, and I really came across a couple of verses that caused me to dig deeper. There was one in 2 Timothy 3:15 and 16 where Paul said to Timothy, "From infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation." I thought, wise for salvation? This is what I needed to know. So I kept reading. And then he says, "All Scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting and training in righteousness." And so I read that Jesus is the truth, that his word is truth, that he came to testify to the truth, and everybody on the side of the truth listens to Jesus. And I thought, well, if I want to know the truth, I need to look to Christ and his word. But the more I read, the more I realized, okay, this isn't lining up with what I've been taught as a Catholic. In fact, the plan of salvation in the Bible was diametrically opposed to the plan of salvation I was taught as a Catholic. When I read Ephesians 2, 8, 9, I realized my works couldn't save me. For by grace you have been saved through faith, not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no man may boast. I had been working my way to heaven. I looked at Jesus as one who opened the gates of heaven. Now I had to do my part to get through those gates. And that's what the Catholic Church had taught. They said, you have to be water baptized to be saved. You have to obey the law. You have to do good works. On and on and on. It's just a ritual-based salvation. It's all based on what you do rather than what Christ has done. And so that was my crisis of faith. It came down to this. Should I trust Christ and his word for my salvation or the teachings and traditions of my religion? I knew I couldn't believe both. And so that was when God granted me repentance, and I turned from trusting what the Catholic Church had taught me, and I put all my trust and faith in Jesus Christ and his finished, all-sufficient work of redemption. Boy, my life just literally turned upside down. I couldn't get enough of God's Word. I ended up in a different Bible study every morning of the week. Every time I would go to work, I'd go to a Bible study first. But that still wasn't enough, so I quit my corporate career. I went to Dallas Theological Seminary so I could learn the Bible. And my last semester there, I came across a video by former priests and nuns, and it showed the way of salvation to the Catholics that were still trapped in religious bondage and deception. So I asked if I could borrow the video. I showed it to my wife, who also grew up Catholic. We were compelled to begin showing this video to every Roman Catholic we knew. So my wife would fix dessert. We'd invite Catholics over. After the video, we would answer their questions. And within 3 months, 17 Roman Catholics exchanged their religion for a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So that was really the genesis of this ministry. We began inviting the new believers back over on Wednesday night so we could help them grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord. And so people began asking me to write some things down so that they could share it with their loved ones in the Catholic Church. And that prompted me to write my first book, which is Preparing for Eternity. And it's a book that Roman Catholics have been set free by reading because it compares the Word of God with the teachings and traditions out of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And Catholics have to make the same choice I made. Should I trust Christ and his Word or the teachings and traditions of my religion? Because it's impossible to believe both. And so this book, Preparing for Eternity, is available through our ministry. And I would encourage anyone that's listening, if you have Catholic loved ones or Catholic family members, Catholic friends, get a copy of this book. It'll not only equip you to learn how to witness to them, but then you can give it to your Catholic friend or loved one, and they can be set free by the truth of God's Word.
Amen. Well, let me ask you, overall, what would you say the percentage-wise number would be that you were able to witness the Catholics and they accepted it? I mean, were most of them open to it?
No. You know, the road is narrow. Very few find the narrow gate. We were pointing people to Christ alone, but a lot of the people we invited over got so upset with us, they stormed out of our house and slammed the door. But we lost some friends over it. But you know what? We love them enough to share the truth with them because eternity is forever. We can be wrong about a lot of things in this life and still survive. But if we're wrong about eternity, we'll pay for that mistake forever and ever. And it's my love and compassion for Catholics who are where I was, believing I was on my way to heaven through the one true church, but really destined for hell. And it wasn't until I opened the Bible and began reading it that I realized my woeful condition.
Well, you know, I ask a question. I had a good friend one time, Mel Gibson's dad. Hutton Gibson was a friend of mine. I met him by the radio broadcast. He moved near where I live now. I was with him a lot. He was one of the only Catholics I could talk to about the Bible. He didn't get upset. I didn't make any much headway with him because he'd been a Catholic for probably 75, 80 years time I met him. But at least he would talk about it. But they really are wrapped up in their occultic religion, big time wrapped up. Matter of fact, he's said anybody that was not a Catholic was a heathen. They were not part of Christ. And that's just what they've been taught all their lives. So that's understandable. So that's why I ask how you received. Most Catholics
try not
to become angry with
me. Sure. You know, there's a couple of verses. Jesus was speaking to the apostate Jews in John chapter 8. He said, a true disciple of mine is one who abides in my word. Then they will know the truth, and the truth will set them free. Free from what? Free from religious bondage and free from religious deception. So we always encourage Catholics to abide in God's word, read the scriptures, and then you too can come to saving faith. But that's why my book, Preparing for Eternity, is so popular, because it's rich with God's word, and that's what's going to set people free from religious bondage.
Right, that's for sure, and a little bit, tell them how to get a copy of that, too, and how much it is. But, you know, I would talk to Hutton, and I'd ask him about purgatory. Well, he'd get the chapter, I think it was 2 Maccabees, he talked about that was the end, where he got that from, and how they pay money to get people out of hell, so to speak. And
out of purgatory.
Really, mm-hmm. Purgatory, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I asked you one time, I said, Hutton, I'm not saying you're lying to me, but if that was true, then if it took me 1,000 years to pay for 10 sins, could I pay for them all in 1,000,000 years? In other words, I said, why did Christ die?
Yeah.
And he didn't get angry, but that kind of took him back a little bit. I don't think he ever thought about that before. Why did Christ die if we can pay our way out?
Well, there's two things that keep a person out of heaven. Number one, they have an eternal sin debt that we as finite human beings can never cancel. Jesus, the eternal Son of God, is the only one that could cancel the eternal sin debt. But that only gets you out of hell. It doesn't get you into heaven. The Bible says we need perfect righteousness to get into heaven. Well, that's impossible for sinners to be perfectly righteous, but God took care of that. He said, if you'll trust in the only righteous one, my Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I will give you his righteousness as a gift, and that's our passport into heaven, which is why 2 Corinthians 5:21 is my favorite verse. He, that is Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin for us so that we could become the righteousness of God in him. That is the greatest exchange any human being could ever experience. My sin for God's righteousness. Wow.
And the peace that gives you. You know, I think anybody who's born again tries to do right. I mean, they really sincerely desire to, but we know we're not perfect at it. And the peace of knowing that I'm not living by my righteousness, I'm living by Christ's forgiveness and righteousness. His blood made me right. Not my works. When I realized that, the peace that came upon my heart and my mind and my soul was worth more than anything you could buy. This building to know that I am made righteous through Christ and not by me. I don't have any help. I don't have any hope at all without Christ. And I know that. But that gave me a peace of my mind. But when I asked Cutting that question, you can see that kind of took him back. Henry, how does he really thought about that a whole lot? But when you're going, he even said he'd be a priest for a while at the time. And he talked about going into the Jesuits one time, I think he said. But anyway, you say bondage of religious deception. And by the way, what do you mean by being a devout Catholic? What does it take to be a devout Catholic?
Well, devout Catholic means, you know, I was going to Mass every day during Lent when I was in college because I really thought God graded on the curve, so I was going to pile up all these indulgences so I could get out of purgatory quicker because I was a big sinner in college, and I'd go to Mass every day. And I was also believing that I was eating Jesus. You know, the Catholic Church teaches the miracle of transubstantiation, where the priest has the power to call Jesus down from heaven and change the inner substance of a wafer into his physical body and blood, soul, and divinity. So I really believe that. I swallowed a hook, line, and sinker. And you know, I worship the Eucharist as Christ. Now I know that's idolatry, because according to the Bible, Jesus is in heaven. He can only be physically present in one place at one time, and he's at the right hand of the Father, interceding for all those who trust in him. And so the Bible says he will return a second time. Hebrews 9:28, not to deal with sin. Well, the Catholic Jesus returns every day at the beck and call of a priest to deal with sin on an altar. You know, I once met with a priest. I said, so why do you continue on your altar what Jesus finished on the cross? Because the Catholics believe the work of redemption continues on the altar. And he said, well, both are true. I said, no, they can't both be true. Jesus, in Hebrews chapter 9, it says, when he obtained, past tense, eternal redemption, he entered into heaven. So we don't need the work of redemption to continue on an altar. And that's why the Catholic Church is really, it just holds people in bondage because they have to keep coming to Mass every Sunday, otherwise they commit a mortal sin. And, you know, we know that all sins are mortal. The wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. The soul that sins will surely die, Ezekiel 18:4. But the Catholic Church repeats the lie of the devil in the garden. Remember when the devil told Eve, you surely shall not die if you break God's command? The Catholic Church took that lie and created venial sins. And so they teach Catholics, you won't die if you commit venial sins. You'll only have temporal punishment in purgatory. So that lie in the garden led to another lie.
Explain to us venial sins.
Well, they're lesser sins. They're, you know, mortal sins would be sins like missing church on Sunday or murder or adultery. Venial sins would be stealing a small amount of merchandise from a store or just a lesser sin that's not as grievous as the mortal sin. And so most Catholics go through life believing that they're only committing venial sins. And so they think, well, I'll get to heaven eventually, albeit through a detour in purgatory. And so, as you said earlier, the lie of purgatory led to another lie, the selling of indulgences, which is the remission of temporal punishment for sin. And that was one of the sparks of the Reformation, the selling of God's forgiveness through indulgences. So I call this the trilogy of deception. The lie of venial sin created the lie of purgatory, and that created the lie of indulgences. And that's why the Catholic Church is the richest institution on the face of the earth, because it sells God's forgiveness. That's how St. Peter's was built, selling God's forgiveness through indulgences.
Well, let me ask you this. The Catholic religion, I hate to even call it church. It calls itself the only church, but we know that's not true. But anyway, did it start out this corrupt, or did it get worse? I know it got worse, but did it start out corrupt in the beginning?
Well, that's a good question. The Catholic Church traces its roots back to Matthew 16:18, just like you and I trace our roots back there. Christ only started one church. And what happened is the Catholic Church began turning away from the authority of Scripture, and they started following pagan traditions. So in the 3rd and 4th century, Constantine, who was the Roman emperor, he was also called the highest priest, Pontificus Maximus. He started creating this new brand of Christianity called Roman Catholicism. He invited all the pagans in, and he didn't call for repentance. If you wanted to get ahead in Constantine's Roman Empire, you had to become a member of his church. And so that's when the pagan traditions that the Catholic Church still practices today started coming into the church. And so, you know, apostasy doesn't happen overnight. There was a gradual turning away from the authority of God's word into following doctrines of demons. And that's what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Timothy 4. He said, in latter times, some will depart from the faith and follow doctrines of demons. And then he goes on to name one of the doctrines. He said, forbidding people to marry. Well, that's got the fingerprints of the Catholic Church. They forbid their clergy to marry, following doctrines of demons.
And to know that Constantine would basically force people to be baptized, and whether they were heathens or not, then they were part of the church. And know that most of our pagan holidays come out of the Catholic Church by following heathen ways. We know this is true. So whenever you saw all this truth, how shocked were you to realize that all those years of being taught this and believing with all your heart, how shocked were you to find out that you were badly mistaken and deceived?
I was totally shocked, and I was very angry because, you know, you look at the Catholic priest, my uncle being a Catholic priest, they don't know the truth. They don't study the Bible. I asked my priest, my uncle the priest, how many years in seminary? He went to seminary 8 years to be a priest. I said, how many of those years did you study the Bible? And he boastfully said, 6 months. I went to seminary for 3 years. That's all we did was study the Bible. And so I was angry, but it was a righteous anger, and I was so thankful that God prompted me to open his word and begin reading the truth. And you know, Pastor Butch, the nature of deception is that people do not know they're deceived until they're confronted with the truth. I didn't know I was deceived until I opened the Word of God and I was confronted with the truth of His Word, which is why we encourage every Catholic to open the Bible, then you will know the truth that will set you free.
Well, how did your family respond? How did your uncle respond to that? How did your family respond to your conversion?
Oh, I was completely ostracized. My family had nothing to do with me. I had three brothers and a sister, and, you know, it's so sad when that happens, but God gave me a new family. I had brothers and sisters in Christ in my church now, and we were all united in the truth, and I started praying for my family members and pleading with them, begging them to trust Christ alone. You know, that's really what the gospel's about.
Yes.
The Catholic Church says it's a gospel of works and sacraments and keeping the law. But that gospel's under the same condemnation that the Judaizers were condemned for preaching.
That's a
All
good
they wanted
point.
To do is add circumcision.
That's a good point. Very good point, because the Catholics and Jews are not known to be very good friends. But yet both of them teach a lot, go to see a priest for forgiveness, you know, sacrifice Christ every day, again, on the altar, obey the laws, and be good. I talked to Catholics, and Hutton was one of them, his wife Joy was also. They hoped to be saved. They didn't know they were born again, because they weren't, but they hoped they were going to be saved. They didn't know they were going to be saved. They hoped they were.
That's why I love to share 1 John 5:13 with Catholics. John writes to those who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. God wants us to have that peace and joy right now. And so, how do you know that you have eternal life? By repenting of what you're doing and putting all your trust in what Christ has done. There's only two religions in the world. There's a religion of human achievement, and then there's a religion of divine accomplishment. That's biblical Christianity. Christ has done it all. He achieved salvation for us. But every religion in the world, including Roman Catholicism, Islam, Mormonism, Jehovah Witnesses, they all teach you must do things to appease your God, and that nullifies the only means by which God saves them, His grace.
Amen. Amen. Grace through faith. That's it. Let's prepare back to the break. A lot more talk about it, and your questions and comments. This is very powerful, folks, and so needed. 717-300-1698. Let's not be deceived, folks, and let's talk to others about their deception also. Please, don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Nemana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd, that's spelled H-U-R-D, 224 Herd Road, Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E. Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brother, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Folks, we are back. Phone lines that are open, 717-300-1698. And Gary, please, in Arizona, if you know anything about Daryl, please give your phone number to Todd so I can get it after off the air. I want to talk to you, please. We're very concerned about Brother Daryl in Pennsylvania. Please, if you can help us find what's going on, please do. And, folks, we're going to talk to Mike Kindren discussing Catholicism, what he was involved in for 35 years, about half his life, before he saw the truth and come out of it. We're going to tell you how to get a copy of his book that I would suggest you give at all possible. Because the more you learn about these Danderboy heresies that have been spread about being called the church, and folks, don't be deceived. Satan can turn himself into an angel of light. He has ministers behind the pulpits all over the country. He truly does. They wear three-piece suits, smell good, talk well, get you motivated with another sermonette and send you home high after you give them a few bucks in a plate and get home back to again next week. But they're teaching you pablum and cotton candy, if you will, and nothing of substance. You're going to starve death spiritually if you don't get truth in you. That's all there is to it. But tell us about your book again, Mike, and how you can get a copy of it.
Yeah, Preparing for Eternity is the book that I wrote to help Roman Catholics compare the truth of God's Word with the fatal errors of the Roman Catholic religion. And one of the neat things that people like in the back of the book, I have a lot of questions that Catholics either emailed or wrote to me, and I answer them with the power and confidence of God's Word. And so it really helps people know how to answer questions when they witness to Roman Catholics. And of course, when Catholics read it, they're reading the truth of God's Word that I have all the way through the book, showing the way to get to heaven, which is life's most critical issue. But the first chapter is all about the authority for truth. you know, the Catholic Church has three different authorities. They have their Pope, then they have their tradition, and then they have Scripture. They're said to be equal in authority, but it's actually the Pope that sits above the other two authorities. And he twists and distorts Scripture so that it conforms to their ungodly tradition. And so we know that the Scripture is the only infallible source for truth that God has left us with on this earth. And so we are to be good Bereans and test every man's teaching with the authority of God's Word. His Word is inspired, it's inerrant, it's infallible, and we can trust it. We can use it to test every man's teaching as the Bereans did. You know, they tested the Apostle Paul when he was preaching in the synagogues of Berea. And if an apostle needs to come under the scrutiny of Scripture, then every priest does too. So chapter 1 is all about establishing the Word of God as the supreme authority. But you can go to our website, proclaimingthegospel.org, proclaimingthegospel.org, and you can go to the store and Preparing for Eternity. When you buy the book, we offer 8 complimentary gospel tracts. They're all different, so that you can leave those with Roman Catholics. And they're very powerful gospel tracts, again, rich with the truth of God's Word. You can also call our phone after the show is over, and that number is 817-379-5300. And we man that 24/7, so just after the program's over tonight, you can make a call there. But we'd love to give it to you, and it's only $15, so if you can't afford it, just let us know and we'll try and help you out.
Well, that's very fair. And get the number out again, please.
817-379-5300.
And folks,
or you can go to the website, proclaimingthegospel.org.
A lot of folks don't have computers, but folks, you can call him anytime. It's man 24/7. Wow. At least 24 hours, 6 days a week. 817-379-5300. Now, we're going to take phone calls. Man, I promise you, it's the phone calls. Go keep them coming in. 717-300-1698. So, I know you've been traveling all the world. I mean, you've been to Croatia, Spain, Italy, France, Germany, Northern Ireland, Israel, Turkey, Canada, all of the world speaking. Now, are you mostly done at regular churches, or do you ever get a chance to speak at a Catholic church?
Oh, no, they'll never let me in to speak. But we do go outside the Catholic churches, and we engage people as they're going in and as they're coming out. And we just love Catholics so much that we want to make sure they know the narrow way that leads to life. You know, my uncle threw up his hands one time as a Catholic priest. He said, "Mike, how can 1 billion Catholics be wrong?" And so I said, "Let's let Jesus answer that for you." And I pointed to what Jesus said: "Narrow is the road that leads to life, very few find it, but wide is the road that leads to destruction, and many are on it." So 1 billion Catholics traveling the wide road to destruction, they need to know the truth so they can get on the narrow way that leads to life. And that's what our resources do. It equips everybody to reach out to Roman Catholics. And, well, if you love them, you just can't afford to not tell them the truth. And so many people are fearful that they'll lose a relationship with a friend or a family member. Eternity's forever. You've got to tell them the truth so they can be saved. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they will perish into a Christless eternity in the eternal fires of hell.
Well, what did your uncle say when you told him that? But the narrow path, so to speak.
He excused himself, and he said, "I've got to go to bed now." And, you know, every time he would come to visit us, we'd sit at the table with an open Bible. But that night, he just couldn't take any more because he had no answer to what Jesus said. And so all he could do is dismiss himself and go to bed. But, you know, he died as a very devout Roman Catholic priest. And that's the problem when you witness to Catholics. And I need to share this with your listening audience. I believe religious indoctrination is Satan's most powerful tool blind the minds of unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel or the glory of Christ. We see that in 2 Corinthians 4:4. It's religious pride and religious indoctrination. Pastor Butch, from the time I could think, I was indoctrinated with the Catholic lies that it was the one true church and that you needed to be water baptized to be regenerated and justified, and you needed to do good works to maintain your salvation. You know, it's just a false gospel, and every Roman Catholic clergy member is under the same divine anathema as the Judaizers for preaching a diverted, distorted gospel. And so we need to rescue these precious souls out from a religion that's under divine condemnation.
How tormenting must it be to think that you got to work more. And as Hutton and Joy both told me, we hope we're going to be saved. But we got to do something to earn this. How miserable must it be knowing that you're counting on yourself to get through? That's just a sad thing to think about. Go ahead, brother.
Well, it is. In fact, as I mentioned earlier, only two religions, human achievement and divine accomplishment. And whenever you're trying to achieve salvation on your own, all you can do is hope. But when you put all of your trust in divine accomplishment, that Jesus Christ did it all, then you can have assurance, because he canceled the eternal sin debt and he gives us his righteousness as our passport into heaven. And so I would just encourage any Catholic that's listening, repent of your dead works. They're worthless. They can't save you. And put all of your trust in Christ.
And you'll take phone calls from people, too, that are Catholics or have questions, too, won't you?
We do. We talk to Catholics all the time, pleading with them. That's what in 2 Corinthians 5:18, we read that God is reconciling the world to himself through Jesus Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And we beg them on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Jesus is the only mediator between God and man. The Roman Catholic priests are worthless. They're not mediators. They're really an extension of Judaism. You know, when Christ gave up his spirit, the veil separating the Holy of Holies from sinful man was torn open from top to bottom, showing now through faith in the shed blood of Jesus, we have direct access to the Father. We no longer need priests offering sacrifices, because Jesus Christ, the perfect high priest, offered himself the perfect sacrifice to a perfect God who demands perfection. And then he cried out in victory, "It is finished.
It's paid in full."
Catholics would only read that.
Amen. Oh, the relief that I had to give you, the release of the binding in your heart and soul must have been tremendous when you realize that. It must have really, really been something that's unbelievable. But let's take a phone call. Let's go talk to John down in Texas. John, come on in. Welcome.
Well, the short wave's coming in loud and clear now, so they
fixed it. Good. Yeah, they got it fixed finally. Okay, got it fixed. Great. What's on your mind tonight, John?
A long time ago, you had a guest on, and he actually was selling some DVDs, and I bought some of them. Uh-huh. And so one of them was the Lamp in the Dark that pretty much goes through the history of the Protestants and Catholic Church. You know, it's real, real long. You know, you talk about how that the Catholics come up with a counter-reformation.
Yes.
But anyway,
yes,
it was a really good DVD, and you go to exploratory films, and they actually have that on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, the counter-reformation was the Council of Trent, and they actually issued dozens and dozens of anathemas that condemn born-again Christians because we don't believe the false and fatal gospel of the Catholic Church. So there's a definite line of distinction between Roman Catholicism and biblical Christianity. The Bible only gives two anathemas: those who do not love Christ are accursed, and those who distort his gospel are accursed. But the Catholic Church gives us many, many more anathemas because we don't believe what the Catholic Church teaches about salvation.
Well, they really get into a lot about the Jesuits and how they hated the Bible. And a lot of these modern translations are actually things that the Catholics have done to undermine the King James Version, you know, the Word of God, where you don't have an accurate translation. But years ago, I was in Waco, Texas, and there you have Baylor University, you know, the big Baptist thing. And so the ministry I was with, we were a biblical research and teaching ministry. We really got into the Bible. So I remember I would have to knock on doors to drum up work. So I think I was drumming up work. And so this Catholic priest actually lived in this house. So I asked him why they didn't really get into teaching the Word of God. And it's kind of like what you said. He said, well, you have to teach them in parables because they wouldn't be able to understand the Word of God. So I thought that was interesting when you said that. And then I thought about that.
What they're saying is people are not intelligent enough to read the Bible on their own. That's what they're saying. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, that's the perspicuity of Scripture. You know, the gospel is clear for anyone to understand as they read the Bible. Yes, there are difficult passages, but when you have the Spirit of God, 1 Corinthians 2:14 says the natural man cannot discern the things of God because they're spiritually appraised. But once you have the Spirit of God, then you understand all the Scriptures. And yes, there's some difficult passages, but we allow Scripture to interpret Scripture. And abiding in God's Word is really the key to understand just how wonderful and awesome of God we serve and how we rescued sinners through His only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. And knowing that He gives us the Holy Spirit to help teach us also. He's in fact be a teacher, which we trust Him to be with us and teach us these things. And folks,
Pastor Butch, yes. If I could share one scripture with any Catholic that might be listening.
Sure.
It's in, the Apostle Paul wrote, when you heard the message of truth, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing your eternal salvation, your eternal inheritance. So what took place? You heard the message of truth, the gospel, then you believed it, and you were sealed, a deposit guaranteeing eternal life. And so there was no time for works there, no time for sacraments. You heard the message, you believed it, and you were sealed. That's just a beautiful verse to show that works are not necessary. In fact, works actually nullify God's saving grace. So we need to repent of those dead works and put all of our trust in Christ.
Well, Romans 10:9-10, it says to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead, and it says, thou shalt be saved. And in Corinthians, it talks about the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned. So you have to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead to get born again of God's Spirit, to be able to receive the Holy Spirit. And then you can understand, because you talk about John 8, and that's what Jesus told them, how they couldn't hear his voice. But then he also said they were born of their father, the devil, also. You know, so they're definitely spiritually discerned, you know.
Definitely.
Good point.
But anyway, I'm going to go ahead, John.
All right.
And let somebody else call in.
Well, thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. Very good points. Folks, the line is open. 717-300-1698. So I know you've been in the ministry now for a long time, about the same time been on radio, 35 years. How are you being received in general by the people out there that, well, say are Catholics, but they're nominal Catholics? I mean, they come to hear you just to see what you're saying, like curiosity? They come to hear you because they want to find loopholes
in
what you're saying?
Good question. Yeah, we have people, Catholics, that are protesting outside my conferences at different churches. And I go out to them, I introduce myself, I say, I'm Mike Gender, and I say, yeah, we know who you are, that's why we're here protesting. And I say, well, why don't you just come in and listen to what the Word of God says? And so we had that happen in Palm Springs, California last year, and these two young men came in, they sat through 6 hours of hearing God's Word. And afterwards, when they were ready to leave, I said, so did the Word of God change your heart? And they said, no, we can't leave the Catholic Church because we need the Eucharist. They really believe they are getting Jesus and the Eucharist. And so, once again, it just shows that unless the Spirit of God brings conviction and illumination, the Word of God is just going to bounce off their stubborn hearts. But, yeah, we always invite Catholics in when they're protesting because the Word of God is powerful enough to penetrate as long as the Spirit of God is bringing illumination and conviction.
Well, you know, it's amazing that hang all of eternity on a teaching like the Eucharist. But they don't want to hear anything. They don't want to see the truth. It's like a thief breaking into a house and calling the cops. they know that there's right and wrong out there, but they don't want to see it. They don't want to expose it. The gospel exposes their lies.
Yeah, that's the power, as I mentioned, the power of religious indoctrination and religious pride. They really are proud that they belong to the one true church founded by Christ. They don't realize their church went apostate. They no longer have the faith of the apostles. They preach a false gospel. They're under divine condemnation. They don't realize any of that. Yes, they can trace the root back, but then when you no longer submit to the authority of God's word, you start following pagan traditions and you go into apostasy. People need discernment today because the devil knows his days are numbered. He's doing everything he can to hold people in spiritual bondage. And you know, Pastor Butch, there's a verse in 2 Timothy 2 that we are to pray for those in opposition that God would grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth, so they can escape the snare of the devil that holds them captive to do his will. The yes. only way they can be set free is by abiding in God's word and learning the truth.
And that is very true, and it's so sad again that many people want to be ignorant. They think it's going to excuse them. We know it can't, but they're thankful they don't hear it. They're not in trouble for it. I mean, that's what I think. Let's speak to Jan and I. With Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I remember someone telling me that upon Peter's crucifixion, he asked to be crucified upside down because he had failed to teach the gospel. And I was thinking, it's in my theory, that God allowed him to see what his church became. Because they, you know, Peter is supposedly the apostle that the church is based on, isn't it?
That's what they think it is. Go ahead.
They think that when Jesus said, Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, but what Peter just did is he made a profession of who Christ is. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, this wasn't revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And upon this, what did Peter just do? He made a profession of faith. That's what Christ is building his church on, the profession of faith. Because a few moments later, Jesus said, before I build my church, I must first go and die for my church. And Peter said, Lord, Lord, may it never be. And Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. You have in mind the things of men rather than the things of God. Is this a man that Jesus would build his church on? A man he had to say was the mouthpiece of the devil? No, Christ is the cornerstone. He is the rock.
Yeah, that's it.
He is always the cornerstone and the rock. But the Catholics go follow Peter. They sanctified Peter.
Yeah,
they have done it.
Yeah. Yes, they
do. And put the Pope above everything.
Above Christ. But see, that when you build your foundation, like if they build it on Peter, which at best is in the Bible talks about building on sand, they would build on sand, it's going to crumble. It won't stand. Mm-hmm. Only Christ is the cornerstone that can last. Anything else, Jan?
No, I actually believe that Peter requested to be crucified upside down because he had failed, that he saw what his church became.
Actually, he didn't want to be crucified the same way Christ was, which is why he chose to be.
He didn't feel worthy. He didn't feel worthy.
Because he didn't think he was worthy, and he probably wasn't. But I believe that he was shown what his church became. The church he started.
Well, it wasn't his church. Christ only started one church.
It was Christ's church, but Peter's gospel is what they, or Peter and his gospel is what they based it on. And his belief that, or his saying that he didn't want Christ to have to die to save the rest of us.
Well, I love what Peter wrote in his epistle. He said, the word of God is the imperishable seed that brings forth life. So whenever we sow the imperishable seed of God's word and it finds good soil, we know that it will produce fruit.
Amen. Amen. Good call, Jan. Thank you, honey. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Good call. We're down here about the last couple minutes here, Mike. Again, tell folks how to get a copy of your book.
Yeah, Preparing for Eternity is available from our website, proclaimingthegospel.org. Or you can email me at mike@proclaimingthegospel.org. Or in 5 minutes, you can call this number, 817-379-5300. We'd be glad to take your order. And when you order the book, we're going to send out 8 complimentary gospel tracts. 3 of them are dedicated to reaching Roman Catholics. One of them is entitled, Which Jesus Do You Trust? And it contrasts the Eucharistic Christ with the Jesus that's gloriously revealed in Scripture. And so we just want to equip you for the work of an evangelist, and we have some excellent resources. So visit our website, a lot of good messages on video, a lot of good books and gospel tracts. So don't forget the number, 817-379-5300.
Well, Mike, you've done a wonderful job explaining the issue. You truly have. And we'll have to do it again sometime. We haven't covered it all yet, by
sure.
No means. But you've been out there doing a long time. And some of your friends that forsook you when you first started, did any of them come back and repent and come back before Christ?
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, so encouraging. Yeah, there's so much rejection when you give the gospel because, you know, wide is the road that leads to destruction. Many are on it. But when someone repents and believes the gospel, there's a surpassing joy. The angels in heaven are rejoicing, and those that give the gospel are rejoicing. And so, yes, don't be discouraged when you get rejected. They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting Christ. Keep on sowing the seed.
You know, and that's a tough pill to swallow. I mean, you're going mm-hmm. to learn if you're going to stay in this, because it's tough to be turned away by people that you thought were your friends. And the first one I experienced that, of course, in real detail was Christ himself.
Yeah, and I just printed a wonderful letter that you can send to your Catholic loved ones or friends. It's in our monthly newsletter that just went out March 1st, and it's on our website. And just copy and paste it and send it to your loved ones, because as long as they know you're trying to reach them through love and compassion, they won't get angry with you. So keep that in mind.
Amen. Wow. Great job, Mike. And please tell your wife, Jane, thanks a lot for being your help me in this whole battle for the souls of men. And thank you for your courage to speak up and go against what you've been taught for years and really believed for years. Thank we need to praise God that he did touch your heart and show you the truth too. But thank you, Mike. And thanks for sharing with us tonight. And we'll do this again sometime if you don't care.
I'd love to. Thank you so much for having me. Blessings to you.
Well, you too. Folks, I want to say, I mean, that program is so important. We have, I don't know how many thousands of people listen to this program all over the world. A lot of them are devout Catholics and false cults. Pray for them. Get a copy of the book. But grace God, we see you tomorrow night, folks. Another broadcast tomorrow night you don't want to miss. See you there. Bye-bye.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.